Liz. This is LeVar Burton.
Hi, LeVar Burton. It's so nice to talk to you today.
You too. I'm sorry I'm late. My previous interview ran over.
Hey, that's okay.
Thank you.
Not a problem at all.
Forbearance. How are you today?
I am very well. How about yourself?
Pretty good. Looking forward to being there this weekend.
Yes, we are very much looking forward to seeing you there as well. What are some of your favorite parts about coming to events like GalaxyCon?
Well, I'm excited about the barbecue in Virginia. and seeing the fans, of course. Also, this weekend in particular is a good one for me because Marina will be there. Will Wheaton will be there. And anytime any of the Next Gen family have an opportunity to sit next to one another at one of these things, it's good food for the soul.
That's right. It's a little bit of a reunion for you guys.
It is, and we don't see each other nearly enough, and so these weekends are really good for us, for our relationships, for our friendship.
That's awesome. Well, that makes me very happy on your part. Do you think you'll be making an appearance on Picard?
I don't know. You'll have to ask the people who run Picard.
Ooh, well, we would love to see you on there.
I'm really digging the show. I'm savoring it. I'm up to episode 3, and I think it's really terrific so far.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So for people like myself who grew up in the 90s, you've been a huge part of my childhood between reading Rainbow and Next Generation. And even, you know, watching bits and pieces of Roots in history class. How does it feel to know that you've been, you know, such this big, huge part of so many people's formative years?
It was never intentional, but I'm glad it worked out that way. You know, I love the relationship that I have with your generation. I love continuing it through my podcast, LeVar Burton Reads. I dig it. I'm happy that it worked out this way.
That's awesome. So I've seen that you've made a lot of appearances as yourself on shows like Community and Big Bang Theory. Do you feel like you're playing yourself or like this different heightened version of yourself?
that's actually a pretty good question. The answer to which I've never actually pondered. Am I playing myself or a heightened version of myself? I suppose, given, well.
Or is it like a little bit of both?
It's a little bit of both.
Okay.
That's exactly what it is. It's a little bit of both. It is.
What has been like one of your favorite children's books or just book from the last 5 years?
When I talk children's books, I generally talk about three picture books. I talk about Mary Hoffman's Amazing Grace. I talk about Enemy Pie by Derek Munson, and I talk about my first children's book, The Rhino and the Song of the Storm, as being some of my favorites.
Cool. Well, do you have any new cool projects that people should keep their eyes out for coming up soon?
The soonest coming out, of course, LeVar Burton Reads. We drop a new episode every Tuesday on the podcast, and I have an episode of NCIS NOLA that I've directed that I'm very proud of. It's a Black Lives Matter episode coming out sometime mid-March.
That's right. You also direct a lot. Between acting and directing, which is your favorite hat to wear?
See, here's the thing. I'm a storyteller. And whether I'm acting or directing or writing, producing, podcasting, public speaking, I get to be a storyteller for a living. I don't and can't do just one of those things and make my year,
mm-hmm.
right? So I like the sort of multi-faceted approach or solution to my life. I'm an itinerant storyteller. I go where the need for stories is.
Right, so no matter, as long as you're telling a story, you're happy.
That's the truth. That's
awesome. Well, LeVar Burton, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today. And we can't wait to see you at GalaxyCon Richmond at the Greater Richmond Convention Center this weekend.
Come on out and see us, y'all.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you. Have a great Wednesday.
Thank you. You too.
Peace and blessings.
All right. Bye.
by Liz.